We're continuing our shiurim on Maveir Bracha. We have gone through at length what the meaning of Baruch was all about. And now we're going to just finish off the inin of Baruch, and we're going to continue now with a new subject called Atah in Maveir Bracha. So we ended up by saying that you are bringing on the Shefa from the Kesed Elyon, which is the highest of where we recognize where the Shefa is coming from. Of course, in the back of our minds, we always know that it's coming from the Ein Sof. And it's coming down through Atik, and then Arich, excuse me, then Abba V'ima, then the Yesod Abba V'ima, respectively. And then Abba will then give his Tipa, which is another word for Shefa, into the Yesod of Ima. And what I mean by Ima is always left-hand side, and that represents Ima and Tfuna, respectively, one on top of the other. Now, in this picture over here, we see, this is in the first picture, just behind Baruch, as we're continuing, Baruch, then we see at the back, then we're taking the Shefa all the way into the Yesod of Ima. So what do we have over here? We started this last time. We're going to continue now. Now we have the Tzad Man, the Tzad Ben. This is the Tzad. This is the Shefa. And this is Shefa Abba and Yisro Saba, which is brought down. This is the Abzad Mal Ben. And also this is on the Tzad Ben. That's the Shefa, the Kasa Kamag, which we brought down from the Tzad of Ima and Tfuna. Now, both of that Shefa is going to go into what's called Yesod, the respective Yesod, the Yesod of Abba, Yisro Saba, and also into the Yesod of Tfuna and Ima, which is represented by this long name over here, which is Kasa, elongated. Again, the Gematria is Ralab, the Gematria of Baruch, in order to remind us. I just want to tell over here, this zivug over here, what is this zivug exactly? So Yesh Omrim, that this zivug has to do with the zivug that Abba's having. Remember, the klal is, and Arizal tells us many different places, to be mavir shefa, to pass shefa from one pasuk to another pasuk, you have to go through what's called a zivug. Zivug is a process of pushing down shefa, right? That's a zivug, creating new shefa and passing it down. So Yesh Omrim, that there should really actually be two of these shiluvim of Adnus and Eker and Havayim. Why? Because Ba'atim you have a zivug in Ma'u Ben of Abba and the Ma'u Ben of Ima. Right? You're making a zivug on the right hand side, zivug on the left hand side. So in the new Sidurim, they have actually two of them over here. And not everybody's too happy about that, because then already, again, we said last time, when you start chopping with the Sidur, start changing it and Mishana, then you left it, you left it for everybody to start chopping with the Sidur, and not much is going to be left over the Dorlas. So how they want to forever, why the Rashash didn't write two, if it's Emes that they're making two Zivugim, it seems to be, then why there's not two? Why is he putting, it's not really the question why is it not two, but why is it Dafka one? So they want to answer that this is this is the Shefa which is coming down, the initial Shefa, but it means like this. When you're making a Zivug, there's different levels of Zivug. A Zivug which is called Zivug of Nishikim, and then there's a Zivug called Gufa. The Gufa, or Yesoidas, right? It's actually three types of Nishikim, level of Nishikim, a level of Chibuk, and then there's a Zivuk called Zivuk Yesoidas. Zivuk Nishikim, Zivuk Chibuk, Zivuk Yesoidas. There's three different, that is all the Chabad making a Zivuk, that's Nishikim, the Chagat, which is Chibuk, the hugging, and then Yesoidas, that is the final, the ultimate in Zivukim. Generally, the first two are categorized as one. And then you have the third one. Therefore, what the Rashash is presenting over here, they want to say, some of the Mepharshim, is that this is the Zivug Nishikim. That's the earlier one. These two Zivugim are the Zivug Yesoidus, and then we have no connotation. And Echanami, the Rashash could have wrote two over here, but he didn't. But the question was, why did Dafka write one? Dafka write because this is the Zivug between Abba V'Ima. Abba V'Ima only have, it's two possible coming together, there's only one possible zivug. So that's emes, that there should only be one zivug over there. And then later on, two zivug should be over here, but the Rashash, always the same terrors, but Abba Sekitzur didn't write the two zivugim over here. Okay, so that's how we can infer why the Rosh Hashanah only put one shiluv of Adus and Havaya as opposed to two of them. Okay, so now that finishes off for the Kavanas of Bogor.
What's the bottom one?
I'll tell you. Now, what we find over here, the bottom one over here, which we haven't done, I told you there's two classes of Shefa which is going to come now. One class of Shefa is called the Zivug Pinimi, via Zivug Pinimi. And there's also another class of Shefa which is going to, which is called Zivug Chitzun. Zivug Chitzun. I'm skipping out deliberately the Zivug Chitzun, this is this part over here, because I want to do the Hemshech of a Zivug Pinimi from all the way up to all the way when it goes back into Nukva. So you see the Hemshech of the volume very clear. If we start missing a line with Zivug Chitzun, things can get a little bit...
The Pinimi is the one that happens automatically, yeah? That's happening all the time, yeah?
No, it's actually Chitzun.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to skip this and we'll get back to it. We're going to go back to Matbeah Brach and start again when we do the Zivug Chitzun.
I just ask, what's this four haze? I can cut that. I went to the cheshmer. I couldn't help. Why is this four haze?
Well, the simple writing of kana,
yes,
is aleph. That's right. Aleph, k, and then yud k. Right. When you make the miloy, so it's aleph pe k, aleph lamed pe, k k, yud vav dal k k.
So together.
Yeah. So there's two haze. Per hay, so you're gonna have four hays. Now, but since you can spell hay in three different ways, that's why the Arizal tells you you should spell it in three different ways: hevav, heyud, hevav, and three vav.
So this type of shilav of two.
What?
These two, there's a shilav of two of two.
There's no shilav in here. It's just the name spelled out: aleph, lamed, pei. And then the two hays are spelled out by putting three hays per hay. That's one hay, and this is another hay.
Yes.
And this is another hay, and this is another. So you have four hays in the miloy of eke. That's standard. Uh-huh. So in each hay, he's added another two, because you can spell in three different ways. Yes. You have 12 altogether. Okay, so let's move on now to the word bogo. So before we do that, let's start reading in the Shah Kavanas a little bit to understand where this is coming from. So we're reading from the Shah Kavanas of Gimel Amud Beis. Now so leva milas ata. Says Ariza, we're going to explain ata. Ki milas ata hu rosh tevos al posuk ashe tena hodcha al shemayim. It's a posuk in Tehillim, Ches Beis. Vekavona ki ache shu urenu hayesoidus the abba v'ima b'milas boruch kinis. Right, that was the culmination of the word boruch, was to finally get into the yesoidus of abba v'ima respectively. Hine ata b'milas ata nitzchabo shneiem yachab b'yesod shela. So what we're going to do, Abba, therefore, he just told us exactly what we're doing in ata, taking the tipa, what they call the shefa, synonymous one for the other. You're going to put it into the yesod of ima. Ve'ata nikra yesod shela asher. Kenizge b'tikunim tehilim lamed daf lamed daf ein vavo amud aleph. So that's what it states in tehilim in
tikunim.
Yeah. Ki azocha nikra roish ve'anikei ve'anikra asher. Okay, azoch shtei nazar. Nothing we can really fact-check on that the isha is called asher. Yeah, we're touching on the pasuk Asher denotes Hodcha. So the first word is Keneged Nukva. Now, next. Ach Yanim Shel Hashefa Ela Malkut Debina Shehi Bechinas Ateres Yesod Sheba Shehu Hu Sod Shibure Me'ayin Kineske B'Tikunim B'Gemara V'Yotze Hashefa Mina Yesod Sheba V'Nim Shech Ela Malchus Dehainu Ater Atar Sheba. Right? She has 10 spheres. One of her spheres is the Yesod. And in the Yesod is something called a Teres Yesod, which is also synonymous for Malchus. Hine Zois HaTorah Nikra Tena. Okay, so therefore we have two words of the Pasuk already defined for us. Asher is a Nukva. Tena is the Teres Yesod of that Nukva. Lefi Shesham Hem Gimel Eke B'Miloi Yudim alofi, ehehi. You can spell ekin three different ways, which is kasa kama kana. Ha'oli begamatre tana. So if you add in the ekid that you spelled by yudim or alofim and ehim all together, you actually get 455. And this is, what is he giving over? He's giving over the five chasodim. Well, we're going to have a stick of kasha because we haven't seen any chasodim here divided. All we saw is Absagma Oben, remember, coming from Abba. So we'll have to find out what is this, where does this come from, this chasodim. Let's continue. Va'omnam gam hi yesh ba hegvuz. Oh, she also has hegvuz. Again, this is something we haven't seen yet. Kama yidata ki kula mitkabesim ba'ateret yesod shelam anika malchus shabam. We know that that's the rule that all the chasodim and all the gvuz are actually going to actually more to qualify. It's really the gvuz go to nukva, the chasodim go to the yesod zah. Here we're talking about the yesod, the nukva. And what do we find there when we open it up? We find gvuz over there. Ve'hinika hodcha. If he shehe gvuz, mispashtus ba, hu mechesed ad hod sheba, v'kulam nika hodcha. Okay, so why is it called? It seems to be that he's called in the Teos Yesod two different things. He's just called it early on, Tana, and now he's calling Hodcha. Pshat is Hodcha, Tana is without the Chasadim inside the Teos Yesod. Once you put the Gvuz inside of it, I mean the Gvuz, once you bring the Gvuz inside of it, then it becomes Hodcha, because it's a Hoyt. It's Meshubach now. V'achakach, Mitchabras Kulam Ba'atara, Yesod Shalom. These we're going to find a zivug between Abba's Yesod and Eva's Yesod. Hare Netaretz, Gimel Teret, Nizbaya. Gimel Teret, Asher Tana Odcha, Hamuru Moses, Bemilas, Ata, Shebebauch Ata. Okay, is that clear? That's it. Oh, so let's go straight into the Kavanas now. Oh, actually, let's do the Priyetz Chaim. It wants to be a little bit clearer. Priyetz Chaim is in Shah Kavona, is Shah Habrochas, sorry. Shah Habrochas in Priyetz Chaim, Perek Aleph. Now the Ada Ela Kavona Nal. Ki Achre Ashe Hem Shechenu Aorot Anal El Hashvil Ve El Nesiv. Now, Shvil is always a connotation, as Ariza told us early on, for Abba. And Nesiv is a connotation for Ima. So we brought down Shefa to Abba Ve Ima, respectively. Ha'ilyona B'milas Boru. Shu gematria brocha, like the Arizal says, we know, right? The Absag Mo Ben is brocha, and also the Yesod of Tfuna is also, remember the Kana is also Ghalab, which is brocha. Shehem Ashvil v'Nesiv as Tzorich Shitchabe kol ze b'bchina zivug v'Nesiv shela levad shuhu haYesod. Okay, so now we're going to make a zivug in Ata between Abba v'Ima. And we bring it all down to Malchus, Shua Teretz, Yisod Sheba, Kimavua, Tzleina, Inyona. Vuhu, Habosa Nikra, Shibuli Ma'ayim. Agosa Tzemach, Shua Nikra, Habosa Tepuach. Tepuach Tepuach is what the difference between a Nukva and a Parzu Duchri and a Parzu Nukri. Shtei Bechines Eilo, Nirmozim Betevas Ata. Vuhu shidchav b'reshet tevos asher tana hodcha. Vuhu ki yisod azorcha chokma nikarosh. Now he's going to explain. Interestingly enough, he explains the pasuk a bit differently in this Priyetz Chaim. Now again, ki yisod azorcha chokma nikarosh. V'yisod shela nikra asher. Okay. Before we said the ganze parts of nukva is asher. Now he's saying yisod dafka is called asher. Kiniska b'zor pashas vaychi. Dab Chesh Menvo. Obitikunim Dab Ein Zayin. Avu ki ata alidei amshoches kol ha-shefa ha-niska v'yesod shela belvad az nikra yesod shela asher. Okay, once you bring all the shefa down to your yesod, as we did previously, then she's called asher. V'misham tamshich achikach el tano v'hu ha-tora shela yesod sheba nikra tano. Okay, so you bring it a bit lower. From the yesod all the way down to her which is lower. That's to Tana. Lefishu nasa migimol eked the yudim alfim vehehim, as we described earlier on, shehu gamat hu keminyan Tana, which is the gamat of Tana. והנה, כל השפע הזה נמשך שם, הוא בחינס ההי חסודים הנויסים בא החוכמה. Again, we're going to have to find where these חסודים come from. They're being sent from Abba into Imam. אמנם, בעתה הסיסות שבו, שם היי גבוז נקראים הודחה. Already she has inside of her היי גבוז, and that's called הודחה. לפי שהמספר שלי מן החסד עד ההוד. That's what's called הודחה. לכן כולם מתחיל הודחה. וכל אלו ההי גבוז נתקע בשמח כך בעתה הסיסות שלו ונקרא תנא. כנעת. הרי את הנמשל ראי חסודים של הזוך והתר שבו ששם היה גבורות, וכל זה נרמז במין לטעת ואשר תנה הודך כניסקה. אוקיי, very good. לסתו את הרשש. רשש זה ספור, זה נעשור מהקדום הברוכה, הדף חף א' עמוד בייס, just the bottom שתיקו, ואחר כך, and then we're going to move to the כבר, למעשה. ואחר כך, ממילס עתרי, חבן לשתי יסודים המחוברים בבייס זבוגים. So we're going to take the יסוד, ולהמשיך מיסוד אבא, Hey chasadim, we're going to take from the hey chasadim of Abba's Yisod. The hem b'chinas hey havayas. Now how is it represented, the hey chasadim? They're represented by havayas. Five havayas in Shemois and Niska, the Abzak Ma'uben. Now we can't forget that we brought Abzak Ma'uben originally, right? Even though Shah Kavonas and the Bri Yitzchayim doesn't mention anything of the Abzak Ma'uben that we originally brought, but it's very mistabah. We brought it so far, there's no reason why to leave it in midair. Or in the Yisod, of Abba, the Yisod Saba, it obviously means you have to bring it down with the Hechasodim. Shev Yisod Ahu, the Abba, and Yisod the Ima. We're going to make a zivug b'kitzur. V'arkiya yichav lehamshich mi Yisod the Ima, kol Zayin Shemos, Abzagma, Uben. That's what Zaz, Abba's contribution to Ima is going to be. And also, don't forget, Ima also has her own shefa called Kasa Kamakana, as we saw. With the five chasadim again from Abba, noisim la Abba ela malchu de ima shehi b'chinas gimol eke kasa kama kana v'yesh ba hei gvoz v'hei havayas v'hare nitnu nitchabrim b'malchuyos de ima kol azayin shemos anal v'gam hei chasadim hei gvoz. Because I think it's just a lot of repetition over here, but because what you're doing is bringing the Abzag Mo Ben of Abba, that's what we saw in the word Boa. You're going to be the Kama, the Kasa and the Kama, and the Kana, which we saw in Ima. You're going to bring that all down now with Hei Chasodim of Abba and Hei Gvus of Ima, all into the Yisod of Ima. So you see this Kavana inside. It's quite straightforward. Not much people pulling over here.
Hei Chasodim was the size for these time changes.
So you're going to have four
Abzag Ma'uben, and then
three, five of Hei Chasodim,
right? And then, but where's this Kasa kind of, what is that?
That's not over here. That was on the Ima side, right? This is
there's three. And we said two and then come on completely.
That's right. So what is that again? Yeah. This is the Kasa and the Kama, and this is the Kana. Kasa Kamag Kana.
Right.
All that is going to come down. Okay, we're skipping this part over here. We're going to go directly over here. So here's the Hemshuk. Here's the Hemshuk, if I can find it. Here it is. Ata. Okay, so what we're going to do over here, we start with the Zivug. The Rashash says start with the Zivug. Again, why are we starting with the Zivug? Because the rule is to do Hamshachas HaShefa, you always have to proceed by a Zivug. Zivug is a koal to be Mavir Shefa, remember that. Zivug Elyon, which is referring to Abba v'Ima v'Yisra Sabbatu, and they're going to make a Zivug together. And therefore, by doing that, Yechav and Ahamshich, Miyasod Zivug, Miyasod, the Zivug Pini with the Chabad Chagad, that's the name of the Shefa, it's called the Chabad Chagad, the highest part of the Chagad. The Abba v'Yisra Sabbat, Tipa, what is coming from Abba Eviyasu Saba, the Tipa, which is called Asmab Ima He Chasadim. So there we go. Here's the four Asmab and the five Chasadim. See that? That's Abzag Ma'uben. And just underneath,
Abzag Ma'uben.
Yeah. Okay.
Which we want, if we want from the mash, we come from that side and the Ben on that side, no?
Abzag, yeah, it mash on the right hand side.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
And then Ben. And then you have the five Chasadim. Okay, let's continue. Where is it going to go? So let's read. The Yesod, the Zivug Panimi, the Kachba, the Chaba, the Chagat, the Ima, the Tfuna, Shebo, you're going to send it to Yesod of Ima, he says. Okay, very good. What's in there? Shebo, already inside the Yesod of Ima, you're going to find Kasa, Kama, Kana. And here we go. Here's the Kasa, the original Kasa. The original, you have it? This is the original Kasa, this is the Kana, and this is the Kana over here. And then what are you going to do with that? Yichabel Hamshom Yisod the Naz the Ima V'Tvuna Kol Zayin Shemois V'Chamesh Chasadim. You're going to be putting all that inside, and here's the combination of the whole thing again.
He's sorry, it's going to go to Malchus now. No?
We're going to see. It's going to go to the next page. So again, so this is all in the Yisod, the Hamshom Yisod. It's all already in the Yisod now. Okay. At this point, it's all. I said, what do you see? Absag Mo Ben Kasekam Akanak. Hey Chasodim, if we turn over the page, where is it going to? Le Malchus. Very good. Like we saw in the Shach Kavonis, we saw in the Pei Tzchaim, we saw also in the Chom Sanah. They're all telling us that you have to put it down to the Malchus. The Chab and the Chagad, then the Ima Betzvuna, again the same address. Shehu Tana. So without the Shach Kavonis, we wouldn't say what we're talking about. Tana. That's Gematre Tana. Take 455, you add all the Shefa, it's going to come up with the same thing. And inside of her, inside the Yesod of Ima, already you have over here. Inside the Malchus, you already have the five Gevuras.
The same Sheamus.
That's right. This is the Kasa Kama Kana. You're putting all this. Why he didn't put as well the Absak Blade? He put it already twice. So that's pretty good. All right. To put it.
Why is it the same Sheamus? Gevuras and Chasodim. Same Sheamus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As always, yeah? As always. These type of questions, why the Kelim want this name, why the Kelim is that name, that we don't have answers for. Okay, now the only thing the Mefarshim speak out that we hear, that, like I mentioned before as we were reading the Shach Kavanah, is that where did the Chul come from, the Chasodim Gevuras? We saw very succinctly that when we said the word Baruch, we saw very nicely the way the shepherd's coming. He tells us from the Keser Elyon, and we saw the Mefarshim is actually coming from the Ein Sof. But the Derech HaBosha, we saw that it's stopping by what's called the Keser Elyon, which is the Malchus HaKudim, which is the Keser of the Nekudim. There it's getting Shefa, or depositing Shefa, and then being Mamshach from there. So we saw the Shefa already attracted. You have to follow the Shefa, right? As Mahalach, you track it from the Ein Sof, you bring it all the way down, you imagine in your mind as you bring it down all the Paltufim. We don't like Shefa just appearing. That doesn't make sense to us. We have to track the Shefa. Where's the source now? So where's the source of this, as we asked about the Kana? The Kana all of a sudden is, Kana's in the Yesod of Tvuna. Where'd it come from? So that we said, it's the Kelim. That's the name of the Kelim. Okay, so I'll tell you as follows. As well, I'll tell you, Maktim as well, in the Etz Chaim Shach Klolim, Perek Hei says as follows, Masbir, that the Chul, this is as follows. We know that there is a Dikana by the Paltzuf of Arich, right? Arich has a Dikana. Now that's a very famous Dikana, we do along with that Dikana, believe it or not. As we know, the Dikna is responsible for the Yud Gimel and Midos. Yud Gimel Midos is a Rachamim. We're always contemplating and asking for Rachamim from the Yud Gimel Midos.
Is now, an
Arich? I'm going to give you Musna. What?
Is an Arich and Atik?
Arich. Hmm. Now, the most famous of the Yud Gimel is Ches and Yud Gimel. Noitze Benaki. Okay, that's called Mazel Elyon. And Yud Gimel is called Mazel Tachta. Okay? So, we know that every Paltzuf Me'elav nurtures the Paltzuf Tachta. Now, Paltzuf Tachta from Arich is Abba Ima. They're actually underneath his Dikna. They're on the Chaze of Abba Ima, of Arich. So, Arich, let's say I'm Arich, Abba Ima right here. Kotzchei Kama, they're very short Paltzuf, and they're on the chest. Underneath his beard. So, how do we get Shefa?
It's not the same thing there. It's underneath there.
So how do we get Shefa from Arich to Abba Ima? We make a zivug between the two mazalos. Mazal Ches, which is predominantly Zachus, right? It's a high bechina, and then Mazal Yud Gimel, We make a zivug between them two, and that's mavi the shefa. That's mavi the shefa to Abba v'Iman, that grows Abba v'Iman. What's given over
the,
to
the pnimius of Abba v'Iman, not the kelim. The kelim already there.
Yeah. Yeah, the shefa. We're talking shefa. Now, what is this shefa? It's hechasodim hegvuos. Hechasodim hegvuos. That's in Shach Klolim Perikhe says that that's the source. That's where we track it from already. That's already from Arich. Arich being mashpia five chasodim five gvuos. Now, a little bit of a clear over here. We can clear that. That this shefa was already nivra over here at this point in time in Ata, when we're bringing shefa somehow is nivra, or rather it came from a higher source. So according to the Shah Rachami, actually someone will learn that it's just appearing now. It just happens to be always in the Yisod Abba of Ima, but then from the Shah Klolim, it seems to be very stark mashma that it starts already originally from the Dikna of Arich, and obviously Arich must have got it from earlier on, his shefa. And then from there it's going into Abu Ima. The only question is why didn't it appear earlier on? Right? In Bogo, when we're talking about Arich. Why didn't it say that in Arich, where it's bringing down to, is it being Mashpia, Arich is Mashpia to Abba, Mashpia to Ima, he's giving over the five chasad, five goals as well.
Because we've already spoken about in Baruch some higher beginners. So it's not as if, like, we just leave it at the back of our mind.
And therefore, so why don't you measure chasad and goals?
Yeah.
The question.
Yeah, I'm just.
It is a question. Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. So the answer is, and we find this answer quite often, is that it's bottle. It's bottle, right? If I were to take a very strong flashlight and turn on the lights and then I put on I light a candle, it's bottle mavuto. My mahani, you know. So it's not. It's there, taka. It's not a kasha. Why it's not shown? Because it's taka bottom of uta. It's so strong that we're concentrating on a higher shefa, a stronger shefa. That's ne'elam tocha shefa.
So what is that higher shefa which is being mavatal this?
Abzag ma'oben and kasa kamakana.
Right. That's higher than this cook.
Yeah. And it seems to be mashma pesach anayim chodesh as well. Yeah, pesach anayim chodesh. Avshar Debalevsky says this word as well, that it comes from already known. So not like, there's another Sefer Sa'ar called Birkas Yitzchak. Birkas Yitzchak is called Yitzchak Ben Zichri. He wrote quite a few volumes on Etz Chaim.
From Gibraltar.
Yeah. He says that it's... there's another one. I'll put that aside. So Pesach Anayim Chodesh Taki says that it comes down from the highest science fields. Okay, so let's move on. So... So Baruch Hashem, we finished the word Bog. Finished the word Bog. Now let's move on.
Was that Ata?
What? Ata, right. We finished Bog and Ata.
What's this next?
Right. Macropathics is finished off. Mm-hmm. So as we turn over the page, we're going to find that the Shefa continues downwards. And it has to go eventually to Zah. Because every shefa that we do, right, it's on page 147, 145, 146, so, yeah. That's the answer, yeah. So that we did, right? No, that's again, that's Zivug Chitzen. We're not touching that. We're going to come back to that. I'm only working with the Zivug Pinini. Right, so we're going to continue, but again, all the kavanas, remember, there's a cloud godol in these kavanas. We always have to bring the shefa eventually to Zav and Yopar. Without that, you've done nothing. And eventually, even more than that, we want to bring the Shefa to us, which is the most important. So he says, Yechavel Lahamshir, Lahotzim, and Malchut Zivu, Pinimi, the Chavel the Chaga, the Ima, the Torah. So you're going to take out now from.
You read the Shem Hashem, no?
No,
it's
four pages. What?
No, it's 147. So
you're bringing down from?
What
was he saying? That's all you don't see in front of you. Yeah, I think you're right. So we did finish up there. Right? I think that's right. Okay, so yeah, you're right. That's it. That's part of a shem. Excellent. Okay, so let's start with the shem. We're going to go back to the text over here. And let's see. Let's see the next word in the Shai Kavanos. Shai Kavanos is Dav Gimel Amud Beis, and he says as follows: Ma shetechaven beze ha'avaya hu kemo shekosov lecha. Ki hadalit moichid bezar hem dalit havayas avzag ma'uben. Right, we bring down the sheva called Abzag Moven, we saw it early on. That is representing actually the moichim and the sheva that has to be allocated to the Zah. B'tzarech la'amshicham v'lichlol kulam b'havaya ha'achroina d'ben. B'fi she'ata, Zah hu besod vak, ben hayonik mi'imo. Okay, like I told you, the ultimate in combination in the Kavanas is to bring it down to Zah and then move from Fire to us. So the intermediary stage is bring it to Zah. Now what's interesting over here, Zah is usually in all Etz Chaim is always configured with the shame of Ma. Mm-hmm. Right? If you take the four Chalokim, Ab, Sag, Ma, Ben, so Ab would say it's Keneged Chochmah or Abba. Sag is Keneged Imo or Bina. Ma is Keneged Zah or the Vak. And then Ben is connected Nukva or Malchus. Interesting enough, here we're going to bring it down to Zah, but he's going to be referred to as Ben. Shver. So he answers, why are we calling him Ben? We always call him Ma. He says, it's a connotation to show he's still in a premature stage. He doesn't have his tense feels yet, and therefore he's considered to have Ben Hayonik Meimo.
Because he's a kulei mekabel still, he's not being mashpia at all.
Right.
So he's right to the end.
Yeah, he's begir the nukva. And that's why he's a ben.
Which talad meichim do you mean when you say matalad meichim?
Yeah, this asma.
The dalad's asma that we got originally, yeah.
Yeah, but this asma is going into ben, which is different from the base of the asma.
Yeah. It's going into tvuna. Right. We just saw Abba gave it over to Tvona. Yeah. And Tvona is going to give it over to Zah.
The whole Asma.
Yeah.
But the Zah itself is called Ben at the moment.
Yeah.
So you've got two Bens in play here. You've got the Ben as part of the four.
It's going to be spelled differently as well, so you can't confuse them.
Right, okay.
B'tzach l'chav mehavaya zu de Ben litzayro bo'oifen shitei gematria boruch. Okay, again, like the same, we find the same situation, you know, of Kana. Remember, we're bringing Kasa and Kamag into Kana. We then this long Kana. We're going to do the same thing over there. You know what to represent? Ralav, which is the Gematria Bor. But Gematria Bor im Dalu Oisias Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ralav Beoifense 232. Ki Dalit Ahin Sheba Havaya. Right, when you spell out Havaya, which is Yud, and then you can spell that Yud Vav Dalit, and the Hey, you're going to spell it Hey. Right, so that's two. So that those two hays you can spell in three different ways, as we spell we did by Kana. Zu gimel tziurim sheba shem dalet yud dalet vav and gimel vavim. We're going to do that four times because there's four hays. But kol echa midalet ahin harihem kasach 138. So far we have 138. Now the yud vav dalet, which is between the two hays, that's chaf gematri chaf. That's 20. We do that, right? In the dalet you put two vavim, there's another 12, 112. So with the 20 we just counted, now, with the kasach that we for the dalet hayes, therefore you come out with 200, yesh. Now, the only last letter which is vav. But ois vav bimiluyu, he, vav. So there's two vavs, right? Vav, that's how you spell it, so that's 12. Mm. And therefore, the 12 plus the 32 plus the 168, v'tekach ha-dalit ha-hin b'pshutam. Oh, and then he's adding the dalit ha-hin b'pshutam, shehem gematra eschim, so you're going to go back and count the hays again, a second time. You're going to count 5 times 4 is 20. Hare ralab, which is with the, plus the 12, you count the two vav in the dalit. That's 12 plus 20 is 32 again. Another 32. So the 32 plus the original 200 that you had, that's ghalab. Keminan boch im dalit oisus, alba oisus. Veneva milas Hashem. Okay, so that's what you're bringing the shefa to, the ben. Right, Dovi, still with us? V'neva milas ahavaya, ki tzor at lechaven ki kva yatza shefa aniska v'chutz lemalchus debina, v'egia ledalet makifim, shel dalet morchim deza anika havaya. So you're going to bring now the shefa, right, and the abzag ma'oben, all the way down as a form of makifim, on top of the head of Zah, which is referred to as the Havaya Deben. Remember the Pasuk says in Tehillim Perek Ches, Pasuk Beis, Holdcha, what's the Pasuk again? The Tene Asher Tena Holdcha, Al Shamayim. So we explained already, Asher Tena Holdcha, explain what that meant. Now, Al Shamayim means, Zah is always a reference to Shamayim. So you're going to bring on top of his head, Al Shamayim, on top of Zah. Sheniskru ache asher tena odcha, but zah al shemayim. You're gonna bring on top of zah velo bishema. You don't bring it into zah. The whole of sheem bechinas makifim al rosh zah nikra shema. Okay.
How do you get the four hays? What was before you said four hays?
The four hays. That's the miloy. So you have yud, kevavke. That's the ikur of the Havaya. You're going to open that up, says Yud Vav Dalit, and then Hey Hey. Vav Vav Hey Hey. So you count that at the end and get twice. Now, one more Agdal before we see the Kavana, and that is that now we're going to see something new. It's called the Naranchi. Let me just show you inside. This is all these Havayas that we're going to see over here. This is not part of the Shefa per se. Let me qualify what I'm saying over here. This is called a specific type of Shefa. That's a better way to say it. Specific type of shefa called Naranchi. Now, what does Naranchi mean? It's already we've seen this in the Medrash, Medrash Rabba, in the Gemara. Naranchi is obviously Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chai Yechida. Now, why are we calling it a special name? Because this is really the Sod of Yesodus. This is the what we call the Ein Sof. It's not really the Ein Sof. Again, let me be marking what we call tzame. The in is called tzame. Now, called tzame is called tzame. Called tzame bo lemayim. It's a pasuk. Is it pasuk in Cheskel? Yeah. Bo lemayim. It's a pasuk, and they use the acronym called tzame to refer to kelim, levushim, tzlamim, morchim, and oilos. Okay, those are five different levels. And every time you do the kavanas, you have to follow that system of five different kelim. It actually starts the other way around. Oilus, and then moichim, and then slam and levushim, and then kelim. Oilus are represented by what we call the Ein Sof. I'm just going to the Ein Sof. You bring them from the Ein Sof, not the Atzmis, but the Ein Sof, right? Actually, the O Ein Sof, above that, you have the Ein Sof. And you bring it down in what's called the moichim. The moichim is that we've been talking about till now, the Apsak Ma'oben, the Kasa Kamakat, that's called Moichim. Okay? Now, in order to energize them, in order to keep them alive, in order to give them life, you've got to energize them with Ein Sof. Right? In English, that means if you don't bring the Ein Sof in the picture, you don't have Gonesh. Right? Very simply said. You've got to bring the Ein Sof in the posit. In the system, so you got to do what's a system called Naranchi via this process called Tzame. So these oilers are what we call Naranchi, and this is what we see over here.
Moichim is Shefa, you're saying,
Shefa. Then you're going to bring the oilers into the Shefa, into the Moichim, called Tzame. Oilers, Moichim. You bring the oilers into the Moichim, oilers and Moichim go into the Tzame. Or the Morchim Tzalam go into the Vushim, or the Morchim, the Vushim go into the Kelim. Okay, and it's not a cash why we don't see Kelim here, sorry. Okay, so.
We don't see Kelim here.
Not really see Kelim. There's an answer why we
don't see Kelim.
Yeah, we don't see Kelim here. Okay, so. We can split the Naranchi into five different sections. We always cross reference what we call the Erechim. Using the system of Erechim, we can understand this a bit better. So Naranchi is a bit, we don't use that Loshen so many times, and we don't find that so much. I'd say it's more mustabit to work with the spheres. So if you look at the highest part of Naranchi, which is Yechida, it's Keneged Keser. Chai is Keneged Chochma. we'll put a little diagram over here. And then when you have bina that's keneged, well, neshama is keneged bina, the chagat is keneged ruach, and the na is keneged nefesh. Why we split into five parts? Because that's the way we're going to see it coming down. Except the last level is always put into one.
Why couldn't the three high ones godless?
Okay, let's put that aside.
Should be katnus and godless, no?
Well, it's all katnus here. We're only bringing katnus here. It's the chabad of the chagat. Chagat is katnus. Everything we're doing is katnus. Even though we call it chabad, but it's only in the katnus, you can subsplit into the godless and katnus, so we call it chabad. We'll call it godless. Doesn't matter. Okay, so let's see the lashon over here. With all that information, now we can start doing the kavanah inside. And here we go. So yichave lehamshir velahotzi on page 147. Yichave lehamshir velahotzi mimalchus de zivuk penimi de chabad chaga de ima v'tvuna. Remember, all the shefa was where till now was all in the malchus of ima and tvuna. You're going to take that out now. Now, tselem the moichim the asma. What are you taking out? It's called a tselem. That means a dovah shalom. Dovah shalom is called a tselem. The moichim are asma. We know that. But tselem the moichim the kasa kama kana. We know that came from ima side. Im, we explained the chug. That's chasadim comes from the abba side, and the gvuot come from the ima side. Im. Now, this is what something we haven't seen.
It's already in the tvuna. It's already there.
It was in the mouth, but now we're taking it out. We're taking it out from tvuna. And we're going to put it on top of the head of Zah.
So it's in the Malchus of Tvuna at the moment.
Yeah.
Are we still calling this Tvuna?
Yeah.
Not calling it one big part of it? He calls it Ima Tvuna.
Yeah,
okay. Not Ima Tvuna. But when this is Zivuk happening, does it become like one big part of, or does it still retain its individual elements?
No, it gets it to be one part of it.
Right. So really it's like big Ima. Or Ima Kloli.
Yeah.
We could. Okay.
Now, what are we adding over here is Neranchi, which I explained to you, that's Nefesh War from Shalachai Yochida, which basically means the Esses spheres are coming down. That is the life support system for the Morichim. Right? Don't forget that. Now, what type of Neranchi are coming? The Neranchi which are adaptable for this type of Shefa. Meaning that since the Shefa we're dealing here is called Katnus, so we're going to have to bring a lower type of Ensof, Kiviyochu, right? Which is called Nachi. The ruach, nachi the ruach was nefesh chay yechida. That means, I mean, I can say it two ways. I can say I'm bringing down what type of shefa, chabad of chagad, or nachi the ruach. It's the exact same thing. Chabad is equivalent to nachi, which is neshama chay yechida, and ruach is equivalent to the chagad. But since I'm dealing with Eulos over here on the highest level, I'm calling them Nachi the Ruach. The Ma'oben, again, on both sides, because I'm dealing with both the parts of Zachar and Nukva. V'lam Shicham al Gabei Chaba de Chaga de Zah. I'm going to bring you into the Zah, but which part of Zah? Onto the Chaba of the Chaga of Zah, on top of that. So here you go. Here's the Naranchi coming down, the three Kavim. This is the Chachan side, the Vaga side, and the Dati side. The middle Kav is always doubled. Here's the five Chassadim, the five Gevuros, Gevaltik, and now that underneath you'll find, sorry, underneath Naranchi, by the way, it's Abzag Ma'uben, five Chassadim, five Gevuros. Under that you'll find the Kasakama Kanag, all the Shefa we've been dealing with till now. And then finally over here, you're going to bring it, V'achikai Yicham L'Hamshicham L'Chachan Bagadati, means on the entire Palzu, equally on top, not inside yet, the Vak, remember, because Zah is only a Vak now, because it's only a Palzu of Bekatmos there. The Chagad, the Chabad, again, since it's only a Katmos Palzu, therefore I'm going to bring Katmos, Shefa the Katmos. The Ma'oben, the Zah, and here's Zah. Right? Why is that? Ben again, because he's a Vak. Why is it spelled like this again? To give you the Gematria of Rala, both to remind you again, don't forget where you are. You're in Malbeya Brocha, Boch Ata. Logically, really, should have been the Gematria of Ata, because we're in Ata now, but anyways. Okay, so.
In Hashem now,
In Hashem, sorry. Gematria of Hashem, Yitivavki, or something like that. So, all right. So, that's what it's all about.
What does this mean? The Chacham Bagadati Devak Dechabad Dechagas.
You bring all the Esses spheres, the Dabar Sholem,
right,
of that Mochen Dekatnes.
Ah, Mochen Dekatnes means a Vak.
Yeah, it's the part of Vak. It's a part of Vak. Zah is Vak. Which part of the Vak? You bring it on top of the Chabad of the Chagas, the highest part of the Vak.
Shouldn't it be the Chabas of the Chagas, yeah, the Vak?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. He does it quite a lot. He doesn't speak like an English way.
Nice. We'll see later on as we're moving forward, and the Kavan is actually going to into Zah.
Right.
It's going to go into Zah.
It's a process. You bring down the Shefa, goes on top, and then eventually it permeates into him.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The question the Mefarshim asks is, why is it has to go in two stages? Yeah. Why can't it just go straight in? Why can't it just go straight into the Paltzuf? Why does it stop and makes like a... And I got tired. It's come a long way, so it takes sort of a break, and then finally goes in.
It's too powerful, maybe.
Too powerful. So why is it going in? It wasn't helped to stop.
You have to get ready. Yeah, let's get the kaling ready.
Yeah. You're saying because the impact is going too fast.
Impact, yeah, it's going to
you're
bang.
Saying because the kaling can handle it. So all the kaling
smash the kaling.
There's more to do. I don't know. There's more happening till it's ready.
What usually happens?
Similar mahalachas.
Is this something which doesn't usually happen, like Makifin and then Panimius?
No, it usually happens like that.
Yeah.
But the other question I want to ask you is, why do we sing now? All of a sudden we sing the Naranchi. We just said the how crucial, and the Rashash goes mamish the town on this. He says, if you're not Mechavin, and the Pachom Sanah, many different places, if you're not Mechavin Naranchi, you come out, Koisis Metias. If you're not going back to the source and you're bringing up a life force which is energizing everything, what are you doing? He said the Kavan is a Gornish belt. Not saying that. The European Mukubolim, and their Sidur, of Asher, and the other Mukubolim, you'll find none of this. Mm-hmm. None of this Naranche is Sharam. But the Rashash is very adamant. The Rashash is very adamant. And Eretz Yisrael, you see Taki there, they're very makbir to accommodate the Shita of the Rashash to bring in the Ramachim.
Can you just think about, like, it's coming from the Shefa, from the...
You don't have to do Kavanas at all.
No, but I'm saying, if you don't do the Naranchi bit, why should it be that serious? If you know at the back of your mind it's all coming from the inside.
You're not doing Dabar B'Shleimus. You're not doing Dabar B'Shleimus. If you're going to do it, might as well do it properly. Because of Rashash and everything. Shad is, why Nafka now? Why didn't it appear early on? It's so crucial to Rashash. Why did Rashash bring it early on? And I think this I mentioned to you beforehand, is that a similar idea, why did we find the Chassad in the Gvuos early on? Because it's Botul Mavutul. We're dealing with such... Actually, that tale is not going to hold up. What I meant to say is that... No, it's the opposite. Since it's such an Amokum Elyon, Atik, and Ari, we're dealing with such high Partsufu, we barely see anything. If you remember, I mean, see how much Pirut we have. Originally, what do we see from Atik coming down? One line. A one-liner. What happened to Apsak Ba'u Ben, the Kasakama Kaneg, and all that? Nothing. You see a one-liner. Of course, again, you're not going to see Naranchi. That's more of a pilot, right? So that's the yourself. The higher you go, the less you'll see. The more everything's mamish, but Simpson Godel. Simpson Godel. Okay. Now let's answer up why over here we're bringing down there in two stages. So Yesh Mefarshim, and this is what I said early on, I made a mistake. This is the Birkas Yitzchak, Ben Zikri. He wants to say, he says the word is demargil the paltzuf to mekabel the shefa. It's so strong, you don't want to over, you don't bring a child into the Rosh Hashiva Shir and say, all right, learn. Bring him, kita aleph, kita beis, right, until he finally gets the Rosh Hashiva Shir. To get a mugal, there's a hergil that he has a process of education he has to go through, slowly but surely.
That's probably one of the halachim why the kelim, the malachim broke, no?
Hmm? Mm.
Well, that, well, there's 18 different reasons. Actually, 16 different reasons. One of them because the cable was too small.
Two of them have disappeared now.
What?
Two of them have disappeared.
No, there's 16 actually.
It's 16.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the one because Taco, you were saying now because the cable was too small.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons. I'm going from there. But so because Yitzhak wants to say like this, well, it would be Magi the Paltzer, but. Mm. The Mefarshim do bring various mekoros in Etz Chaim, and besof a mefusha Toras Chacham. The Toras Chacham and Daf Lamed in a sefer Toras Chacham. It was a Talmud Muvak of the Roshash.
The Talmud
Chavah of the Roshash. In Daf Lamed Amud Beis and Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, he writes mefush. The only thing which is going into the Patsuf is the tzadi.
Mm.
Not the Lamed Mem.
Well,
let me explain, because I wasn't Magdim. What's coming down, everything that we bring down, you can either say it upside Ma'obet, Kasakama. In order to say things in Bishol, we say that Tzelem is coming down. Tzelem is written by three parts. It's written in three different letters. Tzadi, Lamed Mem. That's Tzelem. It's not Tzelem. Tzadi is a gematria of 90, which represents nine spheres, which go into the parts of. That's usually what's going on. The Lamed Mem are always up and above. They're called Makifim. Mm. Makifim. Lamed means the three Makifim, Chagat, and the Mem represents Chabad or Kachbad, Kesef Chochmavin. That's four. That's sort of a remiss to remember. So you have the Tzadi going in, and the Lamed Mem stays on top.
Yeah, and the reason why it's nine spheres, because the Nahim is like,
yeah,
you break it into nine spheres. Yeah.
Exactly.
Which one's got 10 in?
It's like a little parts.
Yeah, we have to go down to that.
It's almost like a mini parts of the 10 spheres.
Yeah, so the Netzach HaYisod is split into three different parts.
HaYisod Malchus?
No, the Netzach HaYisod, and that's nine spheres, and that's all going down.
It goes into whatever it's going into, and that becomes the Malchus of it.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, correct. So, what we're saying over here is that, not like the Birkas Yitzchak. Birkas Yitzchak, I want to tie in it, that it goes, everything goes in, the entire Tzelem goes in, but you need time to be magil the parts of an order to absorb such tremendous parts of it. But according to Toras Chacham, that's not the word at all. The reason why it's making two stops is because not everything is going in. Everything goes on top of the Reish of the Zah, that's stage number one, and only the Tzadi is going to be muvla into the parts of the Lamed Mem, which are called Makifin. That's Pasha, the Loshan that we saw in the Shah Kavonis. He's talking about the Makifin. Dalet makifim hem, dalet morchim. We're talking about makifim. Makifim, by definition, is a makif, which doesn't go in parts of. Makif, which surrounds the parts of. That's much more meduyik in the Loshon over here. That the and the way it's done is, by the way, it's really counterintuitive. But what you're going to actually bring down is the highest part of the makifim. It's the mem goes down, can't go through, stays on top. Then you're going to try again, the lamed. Try to go in, doesn't go in. Which is underneath the mem. And they're going to bring down the tzadi is going to be able to go into the panzer. Okay, we'll find that in the kavanas.
But since the tzelem is just one thing, the fact that part of it's inside, that kind of gives that access to the whole tzelem.
Yeah.
Like a chain. So,
yeah, like you're in a shama.
Yeah.
Right? The shama is you have the ramchi. But what do you actually have? You only have nefesh, ruach, and a little bit of your neshama stuck between your eyes.
A little bit of neshama.
Yeah, Rav Shachaim says you only have a nitzus of the neshama,
ikve
neshama. Just as mamish over here, the rest of the neshama is there. Kol shekin you have yachai yechida. Doesn't mean you have no attachment to them. Those are your makifim. They're with you all the time.
Is that all within the nefesh?
All right, I don't want to go into
it. It's not the ashes of the neshama.
What?
Well, from the world of Bria.
Sure. All right. So therefore, where do we get up to? We got up to Hashem, Baruch Hashem. So we got all the Shefa all the way down on top of Zah, and then Hashem will see later on, as we continue the Bracha, we're going to see the Shefa is actually going to go into Zah. Okay, so we'll stop here for now.